Rabbi Abramowitz talked about certain aspects of Onei Mapach B'chora, the details, how it works. I'd like to talk about certain other aspects. Onei Mapach B'chora, Rashi says, what's the problem? Sheyored l'chayei chaveiro. He's threatening the life of his chaver. And you have an oni, and as Rabbi Abramowitz, Rabbi Yonah says, his usher, if he wants, he can go to his pantry, go to the bakery, he can get bread any place he wants. And this man has only this possibility of chiyus, and yored l'chayei chaveiro. Now Tosfos brings in many other sugyas. Begins with Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam asks a number of very difficult kashas against Rashi. From the Mishneh, Bom Mitzchnaim Ochsim, Ros HaMetziyev and Ophelo Alecho. The reason it's difficult, as the Rambam points out, that's talking about Kinyonim. And what it says, the Pashtus of the Mishnah, is v'noto, and that Ros HaMetziyah, v'nofalo, he fell on top of it and didn't make a Maisa Kinyon. Since he didn't make a Maisa Kinyon, it's not his yet. Mishalik et his mitzvahs pay a pirish taliso. He has to make a Kinyon and pay, and he didn't. So we're talking about Dini Kinyonim. What does this have to do with Onei Hamapach B'chora? Rabbi Tam doesn't explain. We'll see Rishonim explain. But then he asks Akash. Then Tosfos asks Akash. So he comes up. Rabbi Tam comes up with his klal of Hefker. It doesn't apply to Hefker. Okay. That miu kosher mehi beperek lo yachbor. Gorim berek lo yachbor. Tagoma hosom marchikim min hadog kimlo ritzas hadog. Avapishu hefker. Means someone who spread his fish nets in a certain place and someone else wants to spread his fish nets right there, he has to stay a certain distance away to spread his fish nets. But that's hefker. Hosom hainu taima. Neishu yored umnoso kiyahide koma hosom. So Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam is machalek between yored umnoso shel chavero, threatening someone's parnosa, and oni amahapech b'chora. Those are two very separate things. Now, if you take a look there in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Rashi gives a very, very specific mahalach of understanding what the issue is there. And there's a very key, and as the Gra, when he wants to explain all the machogos and rishonim here, he said there are basically two camps. And the camp of the Rimigash and the camp of Rashi. So, marchikim etzugas hadog ben hadog. Tzayod, a fisherman, shenos an ein of bedog, there's a big fish he's trying to catch. Ad shehik yechoro, he found out where his hiding place is. Marchik, and he's identified it, and he set up his nets, and he set up the bait, and everything is, he's just waiting for the fish to be caught. Ad shehik yechoro, marchikim shar tzayod im etzudos, mishu. Mishom. Alma avogav de lo zochebe, lamotel yode, even though he was not yet zoche in it, and it didn't get to his hands, machikim mishom, the efshalomar, normale, kopaske lichiyuse. You're interfering with my parnasa. So, the havamin of the Gemara is that there are no kinyonim whatsoever. It's not a shiloh of kinyonim. That there's generally an issue that if a person has a parnosa set up, someone cannot go and set up a competitive parnosa that'll hurt his parnosa. And that is, the Gemara here has a halacha. Amrav Huna, Hai Bar Mavo, someone lives in a Movui. That's a dead end street. Let's assume we're talking so we shouldn't get into it. A Movui Sosum, a dead end street. And the Uki Rechaya, and he has a mill there to mill flour. The also Bar Mavo Chavre, and someone else who lives there wants to set up also a mill there. He can claim that you're not allowed to do that because I have all the people in this street are going to bring their stuff to me to mill, and therefore if you set up a mill, you're going to interfere with my parnasa. And the Gemara wants initially to compare it. That's the same halacha. The fisherman has identified where this fish is. And another fisherman has to stay away. So the Gemara says, no. There's no such halacha that if one person has a mill on the street, another person can't set up a mill across the street. So what's the halacha of dog? Shiny dogim, do you have a siyara? Says Rash. Nostim ein b'habetom ligos nogim lorots l'mokom shero sham mazonos. The fish go, there's bait, and they go where there is food. Ilkoch kevin shehik zechoro nosam mazonos b'toch lorots sasa. He put the bait right there, near where the fish is hiding. Batuachu, he's batuach shel kadenu. They'll be able to capture. D'havele kaman d'motu l'yodeh. So Rashi says, what's the case of the dog? That you have a man is trying to get this big fish. He set everything up. He hasn't made a kinyan yet, but he set everything up that it's inevitable that he'll be able to catch this fish. And then someone zooms in and takes that away from him. The fact that he set up an inevitable situation means we view it as if he has kinyan on him, even though he didn't make it a maisi kinyan on it. Now that word maziko is a very difficult word because I would say it should be gonvo. That fish belongs to him, and he's taking. And the other person thing, Rashi says maziko, and that's going to be the key to understand a lot of things. Aval hocha, but here I have customers, you have customers, and let's compete between the two. So there is no halacha, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, that says that if you have a grocery store, I can't set up a grocery store next door. No, we can compete. What is this halacha? There's a separate halacha, according to Rashi, that if I have set up a situation where something, even though it's menahefke, will inevitably come to me, so then it's as if I got it already, and you're a mazik of something that kilu belongs to me. So says Rashi. If you take a look in the Rimi Gash is a whole different mahalach. Yeah. Rimi Gash says, Marchikin, and so does Hadog, min Hadog, Klomar Marchikin, he says. What's the story? Dogim, fish, send out spies to check whether there are nets or not. And when the first fish gets caught, the message goes back to the other fish to stay away. He says, "Im yesha mitzodim lav, because shiroim mitzodu harishonu yodim sheyesha mitzodos harbe." There are many nets. Ubarachem el samokum kula. So, what he says is as follows: that if this man has his net set up, and someone's going to set up nets close by, the fish are never going to get to his nets because they're going to avoid it. So I set up a situation that I've absolutely destroyed this person's parnosa. Complete destruction is parnosa. I have prevented any fish from hitting the first person's nets. And that you're not allowed to do. Competition is competition. But if it's not competition, essentially what I did was prevented any fish going to his net, destroyed his parnosa entirely, that's also. That could very well, when Tosa's back in Kedushin, what did Tosa say? He says, and he says, he owed Omer Rabbeinu Meir of his shell Rabbeinu Tam to marry the dog mace in derech hadayogim lahosam mitzoros dog mace. It's a bait. Vadogim is asim shom sof also dog. Hevin is a pirish mitzud also tchila. The mace shoros is a misasim shom sof vaday vaday im hoyu chaver porish have a kilu gozel lo. He does. He says, what happens? I have my nets. I put the bait in. And that's attracting all the fish. And as all the fish are coming vadai into my nets, someone stands with his nets and chops those fish that are vadai coming into my nets. So, but there's a very big difference between Rashi and his son-in-law. Remeir. Rashi says mazik. And Remeir says gozlo. So what is Remeir saying? Remeir is saying, very important halacha, that if I set up a situation where these objects are coming to me b'toras vaday, I already have kinyonim in them to the degree that I can prevent someone else from grabbing them. Now, I haven't made a maisa kinyon. The kinyonim are not absolute kinyonim, but they're sufficient kinyonim that I can prevent someone from taking away. Now, both Rashi and Reb Meir are talking about kinyonim that you have in objects. And it could very well be. And what is the chilik between this and the Rechaim? The chilik between the Rechaim is, one is you're talking about customers and one you're talking about objects. Or it could be one is competition, one is not competition. At this point, we don't know. There's a Chuvas HaRashba. I had wanted it for everyone to see, but somehow it didn't get put in. I'll read the Shaila. And you'll see how the Rashba analyzes, and then we'll take it back to see what the Halacha Sahih. Reuven Chulchayit. Reuven was a tailor. V'rogul b'beis hironi echod mikamer shonim. And there's a Goyish Gvir in the city who bought all his clothes from them for many years. Shu'ovo, he has a close personal relationship, and he does all the tailoring for this person. And no other tailor works for him. And he would give Reuven 2 dinrim for each set of clothes that he made for him. Okay. All of a sudden, one day, Shimon shows up, and he's also a tailor. And he knocks on this guy's door and says, I'll do it for you at half price. The Reuven complained against Shimon. He caused him a loss. He said he's gozel from him, calls him a gazlin. And that he invaded his territory, took away his profit. Yorenu Rabbeinu, so the person who asked the Shaila didn't say if he's a god, he said, or you know, they're asking the Rashba not about stealing, because you don't have objects here. You have customers, you have profit, and whether he's a mazik. But Bezdin cannot be motzi. B'chol ki ha, says the Rashba, ain't Bezdin motzi im yodo. Why? because the Akum gave me Daito, there was no Kenyan. He gave Shimon the money. Mistabra Shemochim Biyodo. You prevent them from doing it. We have a Bisharmru. Even though we say Bar Mavo, a Bar Mavo, the Nafshi Lo Motzim Akev, one Ben Moviya. If I have a mill, I can't prevent the person from a different mill. Shani Hocha is different. The Domi Lemetsudas Hadak. This is similar to the fishnets. Why? He says, in the case of the mill, he says, each one has a mill in his own store. I have my mill, you have your mill. And therefore I can't. He says, you at also b'shoch shecho, and you also b'toch sheli. But Metzudas Hadog, shiny, dogim dihavi siyarim. Why, kevon the rogel who lasus meloch al yedeze, kol shu tzorach meloch zu hari hu, ki yohiv daito al ze, uki ilu ba liyodo. Just exactly the same thing that Rashi said about objects, the Rashba extends that to customers. That means if I have a regular customer, and I'm relying on this regular customer, and over the years, this is my I have rights to that customer. Now that's very big difference between rights to a customer and rights to an object. Very, very big difference. In objects, there's such a thing called kenyonim. Here, he says, I have rights to a customer. And it's as if he's stealing the profit away. He says, now, there's a difference. Now he's getting into another chilek. If I have a, let's say we would have a different situation. That I have a store, and someone regularly buys from me every week a certain amount. Let's have a grocery store. He buys from me $100 worth of groceries every week, and I rely on it, and he does it regularly. So that means if it's mecher, or let's say, or the opposite case. I buy from a certain person all the time, and I'm used to that he's my supplier. And if he's my supplier, I know I can always rely on him for supplies. So then it's as if I have kinyonim in that, and if someone says, well, I'll double the price, I'll take it away, he's been mevatel my kinyonim. Where did he get this from? This concept called Makire Kahuna. Makire Kahuna means if I'm a Kohen or I'm a Levi and someone regularly gives me Trumas and Maisers, and then I rely on that Trumas and Maisers. Another Kohen or Levi is not allowed to come in and push himself in and take away those Trumas and Maisers. More than that, and here the Rashba has another halach. Let's say I'm a Kohen who always gets Zror L'Chayim V'Keva. That means that every cow shechted, the Zror L'Chayim V'Keva belongs to the Kohen. And there's a cow that shechted, and I'm Makiri Kuna. That Zror L'Chayim V'Keva, those objects already belong to me. I'm a muchzik on them. He says, you'll say objects are different. Elamiu lo domi legami, the hosim bistoma, ud lo hoda be lasos by Karen Acheram, Mikomo kamul made him men of the kol mecher, karv hulioski ilu no saint lo, fahole kum of fatas haakum lasos melochi imo, kaposik lichuso shalze, vagorambu mochem yod. What the Rashba said is, now we'll take it back to the case of Matzovas Hadogim and to the case of the tailor. He says, Matzovas Hadogim means I set up my business. And I set up my business in such a way that these fish are coming. I set the nets up, and they're coming. Since I set my business up and the nets are coming, so therefore I have a schus in all of those fish. And if someone grabs those fish away from me, he's grabbing away my property. Now, kosom chadaiti. There's a halacha as follows. And what the Rashba is referring to is a halacha, what's called matona muetis. If I say, you know, I'm going to give you $100,000. I'm eschayet to give you $100,000. So that doesn't create a chiyuv. If I do my sekinyan, I do owe you $100,000. If I just say it, it doesn't matter anything. If I say I'll give you a small little present and that you're relying on it, more it says I have to fulfill it. Okay. Most Rishonim say that if I promise it, so because some chadaito, that gets get yuschusim and kenyonim, that can be canceled out. They're not absolute kenyonim. They're not yotzim b'dayonim. But some chadaito creates chiyuvim and kenyonim on a lower level. What the Rashba says is that what you see from Metzodos Hadogim is that, and this is apparently what the issue in Rashi and Rav Meir and Tosos there is about, that if I have a situation set up, let's say I have a supplier, and I rely on that supplier, and I have a regular price, and every week I get my supplies from that supplier. So I already have schusim to that supplier, and someone else wants to go to that supplier and say, well, I'll offer you more money, and it'll leave me without supplies, destroy my parnosa that way. That is not allowed to do. That now, is that gzela or that's masik? Here, in our Tosis, on the Tesson of Aleph, Tosis calls the name of Rav Meir, he's a goslin. That means there are kinyonim, and those kinyonim are real kinyonim. And they're not yotzi b'dayonim, but they're real kinyonim. And he's a goslin. Rashi says mazik. He's not. Rashi calls him a mazik. Why is he a mazik? There is Ramban in Kuntres HaGami, a very important Ramban in Kuntres HaGami, when the Ramban says that if I have a vadai profit that I'm relying on, and it's vadai coming in, and someone is mazik that vadai profit, he's chayav medina dagami. He's caused me that loss. The Rashba's talking about a vadai. And a vadai profit, someone destroying a vadai profit of mine, even though it's still going to take X amount of steps until it gets to me, that's garmi. And that is exactly, if you take a look in the Chuvas HaRashba, what the Chuvas HaRashba says. The person asked the question, he began in terms of gzela. Then he switched to garmi, to groma. So according to the Rashba, what Rav Meir is saying, if Rashba and Rav Meir saying the same thing, they first talk about in terms of objects. They talk in terms of the supplier. You have that supplier, and you rely on that supplier. You have a kinyan. Rashi says, I've located the dog. I know where he's hiding. I have the bait out. I have the nets out. Just the question, he comes out of his hole, and I catch him. Rashi says, I already have schusim in that dog. And someone who takes it away is canceling out the schusim I have in that dog. Same thing Rav Meir says. One calls it a mazik, one calls it a goslin. But I have schusim in objects. Comes along the Rashba with the halach of makirei kohuna and says it doesn't only talk about that. It talks about kinyonim. It talks about customers as well. Customers as well, I have a businessman. I have a business. I have certain rights, just like makirei kohuna. A kohen has certain rights. He relied on it. He depended on it. Those rights, are real rights. That's a, those rights are real. As real financial. That's a real financial object. Those rights the Kohen has. Someone wants to compete. But let's say, in the Rajba's case, you can't. If the person set up a different tailor shop is one thing, but he went to a specific customer. Person had and walked in and undercut the price. Rajba says that's also. Comes along, if you take a look, Shulchan Aruch brings a major machlokas rishonim on this. It's called Marufia. In Simon Kuf Nun Vov in Shulchan Aruch. Whether stealing customers is what the halacha is on that. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Nun Vov, so in the case of the tailor, so Shulchan Aruch says, some say it's mutter, some say you can prevent them, some say you can't prevent them. So before you say we can prevent them or not prevent them, there's a truth of the Maharam of Rutenberg. And the Maharam of Rutenberg says, there's no such thing. You can have kinyonim and objects. Customers is not subject to any sorts of kinyonim. He says there is a Gemara in Marcus. The Gemara in Marcus says like this. And my Rama wrote the course of the Gemara. On the Pasuk, it says, Bod David v'hemidon alachas. Mizvelo David, Hashem yoga bo alocha mishkan bahar kachech holech tomu pol tzedek v'lo revz He never did anything bad to a friend of his. Says the Gemara, Lo yoradum nasa shachaber. Yes. After l'reicha kamocha, in terms of midas tevis, you're not allowed to do it. But that's not enforceable in bez the midas tevis. It's also to do, also midas tevis. But that's all. The Maharam of Rumber says there are no rights to customers. All competition is wrong. He even goes further than the Rimi Gash. Even if I totally destroy someone's business, they're on the right. Midas, it's bad. It's also to do it, but it's not enforceable in Beis Din. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Nun Vav, hey. The Ramah says like this. Adam sheyesh lo goy marufia. Means he has a goy who's yesh mokum shedonim she'osel acherim leile lichayuso v'lasik magoy ahu. Let's say there was a guy who always borrowed, he lent money beribis to this guy. So can someone come in and compete? It's a machlokas. He brings the two dais. He says, if you take a look in the Gra says, according to the Rimi Gash, quotes all the shittas, according to the Rimi Gash, as long as you don't destroy his parnosa completely, you just take away a customer here, a customer there, that's not a problem. To destroy someone's parnosa completely, That you can prevent. We'll understand the Rimi Gash in a second a little better. He said the others. He says on the other hand, you have the Rashba, who said I have my customer base is a financial right I have, and while you can compete, you cannot go directly to my customer and undercut my customer and take my customer away from me. Okay. And the Rashba says. That I can. So, what? How did the Rashba understand the Gemara? That Tosfos quotes. He understood the Gemara is: I have a grocery store. I can set up a grocery store across the street. That's not a problem. That's direct. That's competition. And if the customer will decide in his own that he wants to leave grocery store one and go to grocery store two, no problem. But if I go knocking on the door of all of his customers and soliciting his customers and taking away his customers, the Raja says, then I've directly gone against his financial rights, and he calls him a mazik. Because in the mindset of the Ramban, that if something that I have been relying on and has been a definite source of income of mine that you interfere with, that it's, you're not a mazik mamish, it's a garmi bin nazarkin. That's that mahalach. You have the mahalach of the... You have the mahalach of the Marama Rutenberg, who says, no such thing. No such thing. He says, the mahalach when I come to customers, there's completely, there's no kinyonim. That's my customer base is not a financial right that I have, that you're invading my financial rights. Competition's competition. And that machlokas, the Ramah brings as an unresolved machlokas. The Ramah brings two dais. Now comes along the Rimigash. Rimigash is, I believe, I'm not sure where he's coming from, what the sfora behind the Rimigash is. The Rimigash says, even competition, there are different types of competition. Let's say I have a store and you want to compete. So what do? You buy, you rent or do something, an apartment on top of my store, and you make sure that all sorts of foul odors come out of your apartment to make sure no customers come into me. That's the case of the Rimigash. That means you directly go to destroy my business. And that is clear in the Rimigash that's completely awesome. Because Lechora, here it comes under the Otsisa Yosheva Hatov, because that's not competition. That's directly attacking my business. What is the case that the Rimigash is talking about? I have my nets here, and I have the bait. And you and all the fish are coming toward my nets. What do? You put your nets over here so they get caught by you, prevent them from even coming to my nets. You directly destroy my entire business. That certainly comes under Vosisa Yoshevatov. And the Grotho says, and that's not so posh in the Rimigash, even if you don't go directly to destroy his business, in the case of the fish, any competition that will totally destroy the business also awesome. That means, in this case of the tailors, if he went to a specific customer, he didn't totally destroy his business. There are other customers. Or he can lower his price. But if I set up a competition in such a way that you can't compete, and I destroy your business. For instance, this is what the Gross said would be included in what the Rimigash says. Let's say there's a local grocery store and a big supermarket chain moves into the neighborhood and wants to put them out of business. So what do? They drop the prices drastically. They suffer a loss. They can eat the loss for 2-3 months till the local grocery store just goes bankrupt. And then they pick their prices back up. Even though, quote, it's competition, and people are free to shop with whatever store they want, says the Gro, that also gets included in what the Rimigash says, that you compete in such a way that the other person can't compete. And so if you compete in such a way the other person can't compete, and Mamela destroy his business, that's also awesome. And it's not just when you prevent the customers from coming for him, you prevent the product from coming to him. The Gross says that anything you do to compete in such a way that you can't compete, that's also. And because you, and you're destroying, you, that's also destroying someone's business, you're not allowed. According to the Rimi Gash, doing anything that will inevitably destroy someone's business is also. L'chore, it comes under Vatsisha Yarshatov, but it's more. No. Vatsisha Yarshatov, if you take a look at the Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilchos Shechinim, very important Magid Mishnah there. He says, this is Halacha Bar Metzra. Bar Metzra says that if I have a piece of property and there's an adjacent piece of property and the person in the adjacent piece of property wants to sell it, so he first has to sell it to me, not to another person, because it's worth more to me. And the seller doesn't lose. Vasisa Yoshevatov. Now, take a look in the Magid Mishnah then. Hashmos of the Magid Mishnah. Vasisa Yoshevatov is a very general aloha. Chazal, in certain instances, Vasisa Yoshevatov gave me certain schusei mamon that come out of Vasisa Yoshevatov. That means, let's say if I own property A and you own property B, and you want to sell property B to somebody else, but to me it's much more valuable, and I'm willing to pay the same price. So the takana of Bar Metzra says, in this case, Chazal took the general rule, Vatsisha Yoshatov, and gave the owner of property A certain sfusei mamon that prevent the owner of property B from selling it to anybody else. Vatsisa Yoshatov is a general mahalach. But Vatsisa Yoshatov, for instance, in the case of Bar Metzra, Chazal, in many instances, made takonis, and the Ramban Chumash said the same thing, they gave certain schusei mamon in specific cases. What comes out, according to the Rimi Gash, when the Rimi Gash is talking here about destroying somebody's business, that's not on Vosisa Yoshevatov. Competing either a way of preventing the customers getting, preventing the product from getting to him, or just competing in a way that the person can't compete, that Chazal Umasakin, that's the Gemara here, of Marchikin, Hamatzodos, that they say, I have a schusei mamon, to prevent you from, under Vosisa Yoshevatov, from destroying my panosa in the very same way that there's a takanah rabbanu schusei mamon in Bar Metzra and the like. This is how the Gra understood the Rimi Gash's mahalach in his Gemara. The Rashba has his mahalach. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, what's happening in Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, going back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam agrees but Rabbeinu Tam has a very interesting twist here. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. Obviously, the Gemara about Metziah Daf Yud is talking about Kinyana. The Gemara about Peya is talking about Kinyana. He said, So Rabbeinu Tam has the following klal. When is it that if I'm trying to get something and I'm pretty confident that I have it, that I already have kinyanim? When is it not? So if I'm buying something from you, and let's say in the case of the moch, I have my supplier, you can go to a different supplier. But if you take it away from my supplier, you're hurting me, and there's no benefit to you. So then I have kinyonim. I have rights to that. Something min hahefker. So enochanami som chadaito. And I believe, I don't have a raya for it, that when you're having a time, it also comes on the Vosisa Yoshatov. And the pashtus of the Maram Rutenberg is that way. Vatsisa Yarshatov means I can't take something away from you if I can go somewhere else. But Vatsisa Yarshatov doesn't mean that I have to lose at the same time. If it's Zenen, if it's Lochos, or Midas Stone, as the Rishonim talk about, I can go somewhere else. And the Haloch of Kofen al Midas Stone says, if I can go somewhere else, so Vosisa Yashatov says, I don't have rights to invade your area. I can't take from your supplier if you can go to a different supplier. If this only Amapach Bukhari, he has only one piece of bread and I have a pantry and it has nothing to do with Hefker, as the Rabbi Yona says. Then I have a pantry full of bread, but there's one piece of bread that's Hefker, and this Ani's trying to get it. Asisa Yarshatov gives the Ani rights to that piece of bread. And what Rabbi Tam is obviously also talking about Kinyonim. Because otherwise, what's he bringing from the Gemara Shnayim Ochsim, which is only talking about Kinyonim? That's what the Ramban asks. But what did we see? That when it comes to Kinyonim, Rashi said something that I'm trying to get, that I think I can get, even if I haven't made a Kinyon, I already have Kinyonim. Rabbeinu Tam says a slightly different Havana of Onei Amachba Bechrar. It's that if someone is out to get something, and for him it's valuable, and for me it doesn't make a difference, this or something else, but Sisi Yashatov gives him chusim and prevents me from invading his chusim. That, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is what the din of Onim Hapach Bachar is. It's chusim moment that a person has by trying to get something, being almost there, relying on it, and to the other person, he can just as well go elsewhere. Sisa Yashatov gives him schulsim, it's mizdom for the person to invade that. That's why Rabbeinu Tam is machalik between mina hefker and not mina hefker. He says if there's a person, so he sees a diamond ring on the beach, and he goes running to the diamond ring. So he went running to the diamond ring. I can't find the diamond ring somewhere else. So I can take the diamond ring. I let him get the diamond ring. Chayecha Kodman. There's no reason he gets those chusim. Because I don't have an option elsewhere. So there's no din of Asisa Yashatov. Asisa Yashatov is not the same as Stalker. Asisa Yashatov is, if I have another option, and he has no other option, so then Asisa Yashatov gives him certain chusim. And that is why Rabbeinu Tam was machalik between Hefker, not Hefker. He's coming, he's the step from his father. His father says, if something Vadai is coming to me, I already have Kinyonim. Someone takes away his Gzele. Rabbeinu Tam just expanded it a little bit to Vosisa Yoshavatov. Halacha Lamaisa, when it comes to, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, and unfortunately Shulchan Aruch, the countless tshuvas on the topic, because this is Maisim B'chol Yom. Certainly, competition, regular competition, the Gemara says explicitly, you set up a grocery store, I can set up a grocery store there, across the street. Can I invade your customer base? That's a major, major machlokas Rishonim. The Ramah quotes both days. And what to do b'makom safek, that you have to spend a long time learning how to paskin these shailos. But it is that direct invasion of a custom base of another Jew is certainly, the Rashba says Osir, Maram Rundberg says Mutter, the Groh sets it up and says you have to throw in also the factor of the Rimigash, whether you're totally destroying his business or you're just taking some specific customers away. But it all revolves really around how you understand the sugya there on Baba Basa Chafala from the base, that what is happening with the dog and with Rabbeinu Tam here and Rashi there, and Rameir is quoted from Atosus. That's those in my in the sugya that I wanted to discuss. Anyone have any questions? Yes. What?
Let's say there are three Jewish companies supplying yeshivas in Yerushalayim with janitorial supplies or something.
Yeah.
So do they really have to worry about this yeshiva's been buying for last year from the guy on the other side of town?
According to the Rimigash, let's go one by one. According to the Rimigash, let's say they sell janitorial supplies. According to the Rimigash, as long as I don't put the person out of business, according to the Rimigash, I have to allow competition. As long as I allow competition, and there's absolutely no problem. According to the only thing is, the only shita that would say that it's osur is, that may say it's osur is the Rashba. Now, here, the Rashba is talking about a specific case of a Jew with a goyish customer. Would it be a difference if a Jew with a Jewish customer? That's a whole different discussion. Because then, but let's assume that there's not. So if, according to the Rashba, if this person's been doing business with him, and if I advertise in the newspaper that my janitorial supplies are going for half price, that's not a problem. The case that the Rashi was talking about is a person went directly to the customer and says, I'll undercut his price. That's the case that the Rashba asked. Where he said, I'll go straight, I'll undercut his price. He said, that, he says, is my customer base is a schosmama that I have. It's just like Makire Kahuna, and because it's a schos moment I have, you can't directly go to be Mafki and my schos moment. According to the Rashba, it depends what he does. If he advertises in the newspaper, I'm selling soap, you're selling soap for so much, I'm selling soap for less. That's not a problem. That's selling up two mills on two sides of the street. Competition is fine. But if I go straight to the customer base, straight to the customer and say, what's he paying? I'll undercut. That's where the Rashba says, that's also the customer base of schus moment I have, and you going, you're mazik my schus moment. Yes, sorry.
What advice does the customer
what?
What advice does the customer have in this?
Speak a little louder.
What advice does the customer have in this?
Customer has no advice. Customer can go wherever he wants. The customer can go wherever he wants. The customer has absolutely no authorities. If I've been buying from you for a while, that's generally, if the customer for his own benefit wants to go from supplier A to supplier B, and it's for his benefit, there's no problem. He says, I like the guy better. He drives a fancier car. I like to deal with people who drive fancier cars. The question is, what the whole discussion in the Rashba and the other is, the mocher has rights and invading his rights. The customer has a right to shop wherever he wants.
If the guy's a laborer, he goes to the other guy.
What?
If he's a laborer, this then.
So the Rashba says, he willfully gave him the money. He willfully gave him the business. He has a tefiah. He can prevent him from doing it. But after the fact, he willfully gave him the business. There's no problem there whatsoever. Yes, Yoni.
According to those sheets that say it's Zayda, is that considered Daraisa?
It's Gzeilu Daraisa Sheni Yotze. I'm not sure if Matonim will let this, is Gzeilu Daraisa Sheni Yotze B'dayonim. I'm not sure. I don't know. If you take a look in the Sugya here, in Rosa de Shapsi, he has 50 Achronim who discuss that Shaila. in preparing this year, I just saw a long, long list there. I said, okay, it's something they discuss.
going back to Ari's question about the customer, why wouldn't there be any issues of neighbor?
What?
There's certain
Schusei Mama that are not Yotze B'dayonim. And some Chadaita is a Schus Mama that's not Yotze B'dayonim. So it's after the fact. There's no recourse. The Rashba says explicitly, I undercut the price, I went to him, he willfully gave me the money, the deal's a deal. He's been over whatever he was over. But Lamaisa, the deal's a deal, and it's any Yotze B'dayon, there's no recourse.
I'm enabling that.
So you're able, so you're not allowed. That's not your achrayas.
It's not
Lefneiva? What? No, it's not Lefneiva. No. He did what he did by going in and making the offer. The customer has the right to do what he wants. It's not Lefneiva whatsoever. No, there's no Lefneiva.
Is there a Sisa
Yashua Saved by Gaim? Bar Mitzvah, I don't think applies to Gaim. Okay? Anything? Yeah.
Question and answer session?
Yeah.